On this episode, we're doing a This or That with Club 32. This is episode 283 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, go out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast at ctmpodcast.com. Jared and Jamie release new shows currently on Mondays and Fridays, and then hopefully Jamie will be back with Trip Tales once a month, as we did get some announcements about the park's reopening. And then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday, so go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. Then here at Main Street Magic, we currently have new shows on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. If you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, currently we are doing some at-home live streams, and we will be doing live streams as the resorts and parks reopen. You get CTM at the movies, 20% off all CTM Network merchandise, a whole lot more. Check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And with we are recording on Wednesday, so with today's announcement of the plans to reopen the parks, which does need final approval from the governor, but I don't see that not happening, you want to start planning that vacation. Trust me, they're going to get crazy. And as we learn more details, it does appear that potentially those with resort reservations for the foreseeable future may have first dibs at reservations to get into the parks. So you really want to head over to travelwithzip.com. You want to talk to Kendra and the fine folks at zippitydoo.travel. They'll give you a free quote, and then they're going ahead and book that trip for you. And they're going to answer questions. They're going to give you all the details. You know, they're going to be very up to date on the way things are going to work. And I know people are going to have a lot of questions. Oh, so yeah. Again, travelwithzip.com. All of this at no extra cost to you. And then finally, if you want the best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, as well as merchandise, head on over to expeditionroasters.com and use code CTM15 at checkout to save 15%. So here's what we're doing today, and I'll explain a little bit why. One comes out of today just going by very quickly based on the announcement this morning. We recorded Diz Dudes Live this morning. We went live again in Club 32 to talk about the announcements. And then I had a bunch of work to do. Rhonda was technically off today running errands. Point came where I thought we don't know what we're recording about.
Nope.
And I tend to take pride in trying to put a lot of research into our episodes, and I just didn't have the time, and to be honest, I just wasn't ready to. So I thought, let's do something fun. We were chatting with our good friends Kat and Michael, and she suggested, why don't you do like a This and That style episode? And and we thought we could do it in Club 32 and say, all right, Club 32, ask us this or that questions, and then we will just answer them not only to the best of our ability, but as quick as we can.
CTMVIP.com.
CTMVIP.com.
Check it out.
But yeah, thank you so much to our Club 32 members. You know, we really do appreciate you being able to kind of fill in a way when we're not sure what's next. So we'll get back to, hopefully, to some more research and good purpose-driven episodes next week. But we are going to go ahead and launch right into it. And first up, Rachel asks, during Christmas time, would you rather stay in one of the cabins at Fort Wilderness or inside one of the rooms at Wilderness Lodge, excluding DVC? And then what is our reasoning?
Ooh, that's actually a good one, Rachel.
Oh man, that's, you know, I'll tend, if at any point you know that you just have an answer off the top of your head.
Cabins, well, Fort Wilderness.
Okay, yours would be. So you would pick cabins over Wilderness Lodge.
Yep. That was very hard, Rachel. Here's the reason why I would. Because the cabins at Fort Wilderness, you have where you can cook. You do have a kitchen.
Yeah.
And the lengths that people go to decorate at Fort Wilderness during Christmas time is amazing.
Yeah.
I love Fort Wilderness, but I would go over and visit because
Wilderness Lodge, you mean?
I mean, yeah, yeah. Sorry, excuse me. Wilderness Lodge, I would go over and visit because I could hang out in the lobby. We could eat at Whispering Canyon. Yeah, so that's my reasoning. There you go.
No, I actually agree with you completely. I really do. And you know, I think Wilderness Lodge is absolutely amazing, but I think it is much more easily visitable.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I would do, too, is if you're going to do Fort Wilderness, get a golf cart.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a necessity.
It's a huge,
so book way in advance and then go ahead and get the golf cart reserved as well, because then you can drive around and see everything. If you're staying at Wilderness Lodge and you think, well, I'll just visit Fort Wilderness, you're not going to have the same accessibility to
Correct.
Go ahead and visit the amazing campsites.
And the cabins are amazing
at
Fort Wilderness.
And they just scream like Christmas time, you know?
Well, and we stayed in, and Jeremy actually mm-hmm. carried a bunch of stuff, carried a little Christmas tree and Christmas lights, and we actually decorated in there.
And you could do up the whole cabin.
And
you could do the outside, inside, everything.
Yep.
I mean, I will say, you know, my bucket list Disney for sure is spending Christmas morning waking up in the cabins at
Absolutely.
Fort Wilderness. I like that. That was a really good question. I like that. All right. BK Lounge. Would you rather stay for 2 days when the parks reopen, a weekend or a week this fall? You know, it's so hard to tell because I don't know what the parks will still look like come fall. I can say I would probably pick a week in the fall. You know, we kind of mentioned this with the opening of Disney Springs, and I think we feel a little bit the same with the reopening of the parks, that potentially if it were not for the show and it were not for the network, I don't know that we would be clamoring to get out there July 11th.
Correct.
Do you agree?
I don't know. I do have a different view because I actually enjoy Disney Springs just to be back
totally
and
it.
See, you know, the cast members and be – I enjoyed it. I'm happy to be there for y'all. Would I be? I think it's harder for me because I've already been working and I'm already back in that where I'm wearing mm-hmm. a mask for 12 hours during the day and stuff like that. I am not outside, but still. So I think, yeah, I would like, it'll be neat to be there when they reopen. But it'll be, again, neat to report and let y'all know when it reopens, and then in the fall and see, because
see
also
like.
They say the second wave is coming / when it gets cooler, and fall supposed to be cooler. So, you know, there's just a lot of different things. So honestly, right now I would, yeah, like to be there when it opens.
Yeah. My only thing right now is just knowing what today was like, is I think it's the stress of, you know, we know when it's opening, but we don't know if we can be in the open. Like
Correct.
We knew we were going to get into Disney Springs. I mean, we pretty
and
much
knew.
And
then we didn't go today, but
right.
there was some major like capacity
yep.
issues.
They did
and
hit capacity at one point. There were lots of crowds. There
yeah.
was. But,
because everything opened.
Right, right. That's my only thing right now is you know, we currently have rooms for opening, you know, and I think for me right now, it's easier to say I don't technically want to go for the opening only because there's too much stress around it. Now, a week from now, and we get more details, I may completely change my mind. I mean, I want to walk down Main Street and see that castle. And if I have to do it with a mask or restrictions, I am okay with that 100%, and I can't wait to see it. But right now, for me, it's the unknowing of, will I get to do that based on this reservation right. system, based on how they're going to do it, based on AP, whatever. That's
right.
Those things stress me out. You know, like when they say, all right, we're going to do an AP preview of Galaxy's Edge. I'm like, awesome. Now I have to be stressed until I know that I got a reservation.
Well, I guess.
You know? So.
It's hard for you because it stresses you, but not me. But
yeah.
All right.
Next, we're going to go on to Amanda. She asks, Poly Club level for 7 days or Coronado Club level for 10 days?
Coronado 10 days.
Would you?
God, I would. And only because we love staying at the Poly, but the club level wasn't to our standards as far
it
as
wasn't,
it
wasn't.
Because we
not
saw
even,
Coronado's
yeah.
club level too, and they were just way different.
I'm not even thinking of the club level as much as thinking of being at Poly for 7 days. You know what I mean? Like I could almost say at that point the club level would just be there and we would make use of it.
Uh-huh.
But more
but
so being
at Poly
for 7 days. And it's another one that's easy for us in some ways because we've done Coronado, and I will do Coronado again and again and again.
Yeah.
But we've done it so many times that it's almost easier to say, I want to do the place we've only done once. You know, it's the same thing that's that true. We kind of talk about going, you know, we might go to a park and we might go to Animal Kingdom and we don't get a chance to ride Flight of Passage. While that could be heartbreaking for some, we've been so fortunate to ride it enough that it's almost like, oh, okay. Like if somebody said, you know, well, I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay.
But no, I think I would choose Polly for 7 days, more so because it's Polly and we've only stayed there once. You know, we stayed at Coronado probably, do you think, 15, 16 times?
Probably.
So, yeah, I think that would be my answer.
But I just think
that
the longer days and I actually have enjoyed.
No, the club, I do agree that from our experience last July, club at Grandestino is so much better.
Club at Polly was really cool, especially when we watched the storm. That was
nice.
So cool.
But we had to find a slow period.
Yeah.
You know, we got kind of lucky. I felt like you can't go there during the true breakfast, lunch, dinner hours. All right. So we are next moving on to Kat, who sticking with Coronado. Coronado Tower Room or preferred regular? I go Tower all day long.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't care?
Nah.
Really? You just want to be at Coronado?
Mm-hmm.
I prefer Standard View Tower over Water View because Standard View gets you potentially, especially if you're high up, views of
some
Epcot,
fireworks.
Skyliner, fireworks when they're back, Hollywood Studios, Blizzard Beach. So I love the tower. Mm-hmm. And there's just
I just love Coronado. So I would. I mean, I guess I would say I wouldn't care. I do love the tower, but. I mean, they've really refurbed all the rooms, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I don't think you can lose.
I don't, yeah.
To be honest, is my thought. All right, we are going to move on. I got ahead of myself a little bit, so I do apologize. Let's look up here. Where are we back at? It skipped all the way down, so I do apologize for that, folks. All right. There we are. Okay. Amanda, Magic Kingdom After Hours or Hollywood Studios Early Morning Magic? I would go, personally, Hollywood Studios Early Morning Magic, I think.
I would do Magic Kingdom After Hours.
Okay, why?
Because usually we're not really there at dark.
That's true.
I like Magic Kingdom at dark because I love the Halloween party. And I think that would be fun to ride the rides at night.
Yeah, that would be. That would be nice.
So you're doing Hollywood.
Yeah, I think Hollywood Studios
morning?
Because it intrigues me with like the breakfast.
Early?
Well, the breakfast offerings they have. I like the idea of, you know, kind of an empty Toy Story Land. It is a tough one. I think I would still go Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. That's actually a really hard one. Peyton, Elsa or Anna? Anna all day long.
Aww.
Anna is my Disney princess.
I would
crush.
Say Anna too because of my hair. Like my natural hair.
Oh, because they're most similar.
Yeah.
She's so cool. She is. She's like that kind of geeky, awkward girl. Yeah.
Like I feel like that's sometimes I'm like, Rhonda, you got this. You can
do
this.
She's my Disney princess crush. I will tell you. You already knew that though. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. Amanda asks, after fireworks dessert party at Magic Kingdom or Tomorrowland Terrace dessert party? I'm not a big fan of the Tomorrowland terrace location for viewing the fireworks. That's my thing. Everything else aside,
after.
Food, whatever aside, is I'm just not a fan of that viewing area.
Yeah.
You agree?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't done it, but we were there. We got stuck in that section with your parents that time,
and we were
trying to view them behind those people.
Right, and it was weird, and I felt like you had to be on the very far up, and still I don't even know if they were that great.
Yeah,
so.
You're at a weird angle, and there are some trees, and I just don't think you get the experience. BK Lounge asking the hard hitting questions: Tangled or Princess and the Frog?
Tangled.
Wow, man, that's tough.
I love Tangled. Love Zachary Levi. Mm.
I know you do. You don't have to throw in the I do think that Rapunzel's character is so similar to Anna's. I do think that they're very similar. Yeah. And they're, you know, even from their mannerisms to just their awkwardness to everything.
I don't know,
there's something about Princess and the Frog. And I just take that soundtrack which is unbelievable to me. And I think they did such an incredible job of developing the side characters, mm-hmm. like Louis and Ray and things like that. I think that movie is so good. I think it's such a great take. Tangled's a really great take on a, you know, classic story as well. But I think Princess and the Frog just really, really did it. All right. Gary, Cali Grill mac and cheese or fish and chips at Rose and Crown?
Fish and chips.
I'll go fish and chips. I actually will. And here's the thing is, as much as we love that mac and cheese, I think ever since then, we've had some really good mac and cheese on property.
Yeah, we have.
So, like, there's a lot of places I feel like you can get outstanding mac and cheese, can't get the fish and chips.
Fish and chips.
Yep.
Like, you can at Rose and Crown.
Yeah.
Like,
agreed.
I think we've had it. Where else is it? There's We've somewhere done else. It.
I mean, what? The
on property?
The fish mac and cheese? Or are you talking about fish and chips? No, I mean, there's other areas that haven't, but we have not had it anywhere else on property.
It's amazing.
So, I would certainly pick that. Amanda, it's a small world or Country Bear Jamboree? Jared's not here, Amanda. So easy for me, Country Bear. I actually still do love the Country Bears.
I would say small world.
Would you really?
Mm-hmm. So, I like it. I love it. Always have. I've never hated it. This song, of course, it's, you know, a song. It's nostalgic. But I'm a girl. I used to play with dolls. I love all of the dolls and the dresses and I'm a hairdresser. Mm-hmm. So I think I just love the design of it all.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything. Even the rainforest area. I love it.
There are certain areas of it that I still do enjoy in a sense, but it's just, opening day, if we were lucky enough to be inside the Magic Kingdom, I would run to Small World and I would hug it. Assuming that it was properly sanitized prior, which I'm sure it is.
Okay. Because
Disney will knock that out of the park. Tom says, all right, Three Bridges, and you got to ride Small World, or the Pop Century Pizza, and you get to do Rise of the Resistance.
He always asks these amazing questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to do Three Bridges in Small World.
Man, that's actually a tough one, because Rise is so great, but, I mean, Three Bridges is an experience to me. Like... Yeah, I think I would go Three Bridges in Small World.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll do Three Bridges in Small World. Okay.
All right.
Amanda asks, Three Bridges Happy Hour or Cali Grill at Fireworks?
Cali Grill at Fireworks.
Okay.
And I'd sit at the bar. Yeah, so I wouldn't like sit down and do like a nice dinner or anything. I'd like to go up maybe... sit at the bar, have a few drinks, watch the fireworks.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The fireworks aren't the sales point to me. Just Cali Grill is. You know what I mean? Like,
I think all of it, but...
Well, it is, but I'm saying, I think
that view, and if it's a gorgeous, clear night, oh.
I still would prefer to watch fireworks from, like, Poly, but I think Cali Grill... Like, I'm picking Cali Grill... Again, the fireworks aren't the sales point. It's just Cali Grill's the sales point.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't even need the fireworks.
And would you sit at the bar and have an appetizer? Sure. Or would you actually want to do, like...
Totally would.
...dinner?
Yeah. Kat asks a silly, 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 silly question. Regal Eagle or Polite Pig?
I haven't had Regal Eagle.
I meant to mention this in the episode when we talked about Polite Pig, and I thought of it ahead of time, and I just totally forgot.
So I'm going to say Polite Pig.
I think it's tough for somewhere like Regal Eagle to exist on the same property that a Polite Pig exists. Now, again, if you're in Epcot and you want barbecue, I totally get it. Go to Regal Eagle. But if you're at Disney and you want barbecue, you need to plan to go to Polite Pig.
So you've had now Regal Eagle and Polite Pig.
Mm-hmm.
And you think Polite Pig blows it out of the water.
Oh, Regal Eagle doesn't even belong in the water. Like, I would stop Regal Eagle at the door and be like, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to get in this water. This is unacceptable. Polite Pig's already in the water.
Okay.
And they pretty much own this pool. You guys need to go somewhere else. I mean, seriously. I just, like, that's one where, I mean, imagine if it was like Regal Eagle brought to you by a Polite Pig. Like, and they did the same thing. I mean, I think that that's where it should have gone. You know, Diz Dudes today was all about the best pizza on property, and you know, Jared and I have said this forever. Like, if Disney could just
strike
a deal up,
I missed it.
Really? Via Napoli. We've always thought, like, if Disney could just strike up a deal in park with, like, a Blaze Pizza and let Blaze, you know, create those places and distribute it, I think the same thing, man.
Polite Pig, let the
owners of Polite Pig, because they have another very, very successful barbecue restaurant in Orlando, you know, let them take the helm for a Flame Tree, for a Regal Eagle.
Right.
Like, strike up a deal. And I don't know how any of those logistics work, obviously.
Right.
But in a perfect world, I think that's what you would do. And yeah, they would knock it out of the park. Rachel asked, Disney hotels or Universal hotels if you're just doing a staycation with no park time?
I'd still all go Disney hotels all the way.
Agreed.
But we are doing some Universal hotels here soon.
Yeah. We don't have Portofino. We don't have a ton of Universal Hotel experience is the problem.
We've done Portofino, and that is a great staycation.
Portofino was incredible.
Yeah. Great. I'd like to do Hard Rock, but we're going to do Cabana Bay here soon.
Yep.
So we can let y'all know on that. But honestly, Rachel, I would say Disney because, you know, you have so many different, you know, you've got your value, you've got your moderates, and then you've got your deluxes. And, you know, if you could split stay and if you could, you know, do something like that. I mean, they offer, like, obviously the higher you get up, like, they offer so much. So if you can maybe stay at a value for, you know, a couple of days, they have awesome stuff, and then stay at a deluxe, you know, for a couple of days. I mean, it's just great staycations at Disney.
Well, and what we'll be able to say very soon is I'm thinking of more of the moderate deluxe level that Disney wins hands out. I have a very, very sneaking suspicion that Universal is going to win out on the values. You know, we're going to do Cabana Bay next weekend. Then we currently have a night at Cabana Bay in July, but we're now that we're doing it next weekend, I'm looking at maybe moving it, even if we stick to like an Adventura or one of their new Endless Summer resorts, and we'll truly be able to get I feel like apples to apples of the values. So we'll certainly do kind of a comparison episode, and we're going to do reviews of all of those. Tom is back and says, have a danger noodle placed around your neck or get stuck on the Skyliner for 4 hours. I would get stuck on the Skyliner for 8 hours. I don't think that mentally I could accommodate a danger noodle being placed around my neck.
I would be waving from the ground at Jeremy with a danger noodle around my neck going, hey, buddy, I'm going to be down here. See you later.
Yeah, I really think that physically and mentally I could not do it. I don't think I could. So, yeah, give me the Skyliner. Kiyomi asked, Three Bridges or Geyser Point?
Ooh.
That's really
a good one.
That is a really, really good one. I'm gonna go with Three Bridges. I think Three Bridges has much, much better selection of food and better food.
I agree.
I still think the atmosphere of Three Bridges is great. What Geyser Point has going for it is if you are there during the electrical water pageant.
Correct.
So to me, that would get a slight edge if you have the opportunity to do it during that time and then go out and sit and catch the fireworks over the tree line from Magic Kingdom again as soon as they're back. I think that would be the difference.
What if they close the park, everybody's out, and then do fireworks? And then if you catch them where you catch them, like your hotel or whatever?
You could. I think you definitely could. I think, one, you get into a cost effective thing. I mean, you're talking... I guess you'd still sell tickets for that. I don't know. I mean, you're talking their shows are like $20,000-$25,000 every night.
But they still do them every night.
I know, because you have a park full of people that are buying up extra merchandise. They're buying up extra drink, food, stuff like that.
Okay.
No, I would love the idea. You know, I could see having limited hours. So let's just say Magic Kingdom was open from 8 to 8, and they did let off fireworks at 9. No castle projections. You know, maybe you don't even do the music. I don't know. You could catch them from Contemporary, Poly, Grand Flow. If you're high enough and you go to the right place, you can catch them from Grandestino.
But then you catch them from Wilderness and Fort Wilderness. Right, to go to other, like, how do you do that?
See, and that's the thing. Then you really got to get strict on not allowing a bunch of people to come into Poly to catch them. So, I think they're better off just not doing
that. Well, I didn't mean to throw us off.
No. Anyway. And again, I don't know. I have no clue. Rachel asks, Yachtsman or Le Cellier?
I've not eaten at either one, so Jeremy?
I've done Yachtsman. I've not done Le Cellier.
Oh, that's right. We haven't done Le Cellier.
I will say that, you know, I often talk, and I keep very abreast of the usage of that word. I don't know out there. You know, I do keep up with a lot of reviews and stuff like that. And I can say for me, a lot of what I've seen from Le Cellier can be very split. Can be very 50-50. You know, like we've got our friends Justin and Sam with Monday Morning Monorail podcast that love Le Cellier.
Yes.
But then I think you can go to some other people that think that it is overrated and expensive. And I don't know because we haven't done it. I really, really enjoyed Yachtsman. Mm-hmm. If you added Cali Grill or Narcoossee's to this list, I would probably put those above Yachtsman.
Okay.
Yachtsman, to me, the steak was great, wonderful. The sides were incredible.
Okay.
I mean, I loved the sides and I loved the old school steakhouse feel. And you walk in and all the steaks are kind of hanging and aging, and the white linen tablecloths and the way the waiters and waitresses are dressed is very like classic steakhouse, and everything's covered in wood. I liked that a lot. I would just put Yachtsman probably maybe third or fourth on my list of steaks that I've had at Disney.
Okay.
So there's that for you. Let's see. We're going to go to Teresa. Teresa says, Epcot Forever Dining at Rose and Crown or Frozen Ever After Dessert Party?
So
I've
technically done
both. Because I kind of did I did a modified Frozen Ever After Dessert Party when I did the D23 Sip and Stroll. As Rhonda makes faces and mocks me over there. Thank you, honey. So go ahead.
Teresa, I have done the Epcot Forever and Dining Rose and Crown, and that was amazing. Amazing. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I have not done the Frozen Ever After Dessert Party, but I would love to do that. So I personally, with this one, would pick Frozen Ever After.
I'm just not going there. For me personally, I'm not going the route of dessert parties. I don't feel that I get desserts. My money out of it. I know you do. And that makes perfect sense for you or the kids. I mean, you and Lacey would murder a dessert party. Like somebody would come up and be like, excuse me, ladies, I'm going to have to ask you to
leave. I'd be putting them in my pockets.
You would. You filled the AT-AT popcorn bucket with cookies at the Galactic Spectacular dessert party.
I loved
Rose and Crowns.
You did.
I absolutely loved it. We got to catch Epcot awesome. Forever. We have not seen it. And now we're on a more limited run.
The one that.
Yeah.
We did see
Illuminations, but. All right. Kat is asking, again, hard-hitting question, homecoming mac and cheese or polite pigs? Which do you think?
Homecoming.
I would like a more fair comparison because we had to bring polite pigs home. We put it in the fridge and then we reheated it and it was outstanding. Yeah. I would like a side-by-side comparison.
Ooh.
So what I feel like Kat is asking is that we go to Disney Springs,
uh-huh.
we get a to-go order quickly from Homecoming, we then go over to Polite Pig, we get one from there, and then we do a side-by-side
there you go.
Taste
All
test.
Right,
is that what you're asking, Kat?
Yes,
if that's what you're asking,
what we're doing.
We will do that for you, because what Club 32 wants, Club 32 gets. So let's see what else we got.
Gary.
Oh, here we go. Gary, Swan for 3 nights in a theme park view, or 2 nights yacht standard room, prices the same. That's easy for me. Yacht.
Tuna, yep.
Storm Along Bay.
Yep.
Well, depending on year, maybe. You know, depending on time
That's
of year
true.
And if you're going to take advantage of That's Storm true. Along Bay. But God, I love those rooms at Yacht, though.
Yeah, I did, too.
I really did. And the theme park
and
view.
I mean, either way, like, they're both on the boardwalk, basically, where you can walk to Epcot or Hollywood. So, really, I'm not worried about the location as much as I'm worried about, like, the actual amazing resort and I'd pick yacht all day long.
Agree. You know, we had a theme park view at Swan and Dolphin that time at Dolphin when we upgraded to the balcony.
Yeah, and it was stupid.
The balcony scares the bejesus
me.
Out of
oh
me.
Oh my God.
I don't like it because
I really
yeah,
thought we would fall.
I felt like it was
dream.
Just going to collapse under. I did too.
That night I had a dream that
I
it,
did too.
We, yeah, it was bad.
I did not like it.
Yeah.
It's just
so
this
anyways.
Little piece of concrete sticking out with some, yeah, little, yeah, I did not care for it. Peyton asks, Alani for 4 days or Vero Beach for 10? Peyton, can I be transported
right.
to Hawaii?
Because I would say Vero for 10 days because Alani for 4, the travel time, I've been to Hawaii, and the travel time, you want 10 days there usually.
Yeah.
With the travel time. So I'm talking 10 days total, and that includes
Including travel, your travel time?
Yeah. Which then you're talking maybe
a day on each end. Like you're talking about seven, eight days actually in Hawaii.
Yes. So I would do that. So 4 days, no, I just wouldn't
be worth
the
that.
Time difference and everything. It's a 6 hour time difference. So I would say Vero for 10.
And we can get to Vero in like an hour, 45 minutes driving. Okay. So yeah, I think I actually would go with you. I really want to do Alani though. Like I want that to be my first trip to Hawaii. Amanda asks, boardwalk resorts or monorail loop? Boardwalk resorts all day for me. I like the board. I like, well, you know what? Let's talk. No, because resorts.
I mean, you
is
got
different than location,
right? Monorail loop resorts. You have, you know, Poly, Grand Flow.
Right. I'm not bringing contemporary into this.
I would because it's still I would like to stay there for the nostalgia.
I would like to stay there
and
too.
And we might change our minds.
Maybe it will. I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with the monorail loop.
Okay. Okay. I think I would go boardwalk.
Okay.
I think I just would. You know, we love Epcot.
I think the boardwalk, the hardest part to...
Not boardwalk in.
No, however, the boardwalk resorts. I think the hardest part to like not pick that is because of the parks that you can get to.
Right, right.
So I'm just trying to think of staycation. All right. Mm-hmm. I think I'll go ahead and do the monorail loop.
All right. We are going to, let's see what else we got. Beach club or yacht club, Rachel?
I don't care.
Yacht club for me. I love their newer rooms.
You missed a bunch.
And, I did miss some. We'll give it, I'll take it back. Sorry. Well, sometimes it just accidentally skips ahead, but you can finish this one and then I can go back.
Yeah.
So what are you saying? You don't care? You just want to stay in either one?
I don't care because it's beach or yacht. It's the same thing. To me, you have Stormalong Bay. So I guess because I haven't stayed at beach really, I don't know which one I would actually pick. I would just say I wouldn't care.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Sometimes this thing just skips ahead if you hit the wrong button.
So
I'm going to go back a little bit. We're right around
Tom here.
I'm not going to love you, Tom, but I'm not going to. I'm not going to put that one up here. I just don't want to get into COVID-related type questioning, to be honest. Okay. Rachel asks, Hoop-de-doo review or Spirit of Aloha?
And we've done both.
I know.
Hoop-de-doo, I'm going to say.
I still love Hoop-de-doo.
Yeah, I'm going to say Hoop-de-doo, Rachel, because we actually got to sit as a family of four and not with other people. And
That was enjoyable.
It was enjoyable. With Spirit of Aloha, the table.
They were literally like 2 inches apart.
Jeremy, as far as Jeremy is from me, was the next person that I did not know.
Right.
With the COVID stuff, I'd be curious of a dinner, Spirit of Aloha dinner show now, because.
I don't believe that'll be back on opening.
Just saying that they would, if they space more tables further away, I would probably say Spirit Aloha, actually. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I could see that. You know? Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, I love Hoop-de-doo.
And we actually both love the food at Spirit of Aloha. I think a lot of times it gets a bad rap. We really enjoyed it.
The show was great. The wine.
Our waiter was unbelievable.
The waiter was amazing. The wine and beer was great.
Good.
So, yeah. Yep.
Rachel asks, which day would you dare venture into Magic Kingdom? Christmas Day or New Year's Eve?
Christmas Day. We've been there New Year's Eve and it was horrible.
Boy, it was rough.
Now, this was so many years ago, too.
It's been a long time ago.
But I would try Christmas Day.
Yeah, I would be interested to be there on Christmas Day. Just don't go there expecting to see the Christmas Day parade because it is not happening. let's see. What else do we got? Rachel says, which Port Orleans hotel do you prefer, Riverside or French Quarter?
I don't care.
I actually like Riverside better, personally.
I just started to say probably Riverside because it looks like mansions and they're still just hotel rooms.
I like the overall feel of it. Yeah. And I'm okay with it being a giant resort. I know French Quarter is very small, and I think that certainly gives it a little bit of one up. What are you doing?
You missed one.
I didn't miss one because he was just asking the same question we answered. all right. Amanda asks, Magic Kingdom or Hollywood Studios for first park back? Magic Kingdom. I want to see the castle. Actually, like Hollywood Studios. Opening, yeah, I actually like Hollywood. Well, they're not open the same day.
Animal Kingdom.
Actually, like Hollywood Studios better than Magic Kingdom at the moment. But Magic Kingdom is classic, and I want to see the castle.
So I just started to say, all right. So Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom is opening the same day. Which one?
Magic.
Okay.
I want to see the castle.
Okay.
I just I do. Josanne, joining the party. Hope you got your drink. Polly or Grand Flow? Now, we have not stayed at Grand Flow, but I do feel that it's a resort that we visited a lot recently and we really do love, and we are excited to stay there someday.
But you'd still go Polly?
Mm-hmm.
I think just because of the feel, and I just love Polly, and yeah, Polly.
I would only say Grand Flow because we haven't stayed there yet.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree.
And we do want to complete the bucket list of staying at every resort, and we've got Contemporary, Riviera, Grand Flow, and then technically Beach as a family. So that's the only reason I think I would probably say that. Hey, I'm sorry. BK Lounge asks, All-Star Sports or All-Star Music?
Music.
Really?
Yeah. I like all the music stuff. I like the theming. I like the big, giant stuff.
I really love, and I'm not, I am getting a little more into some musicals. I love the Broadway section of music. I love it. I would only pick sports because they had started getting through pretty well with the refurb. And so the rooms are certainly
music is not
updated. Refurb. No. Or am I backwards?
I don't know.
I may be backwards. It's been so long. I do love the Broadway section of music. I like it a lot. Tom asks, Knockdown Coronado or Knockdown Tower of Terror? Peace out, Tower of Terror. We are not losing Coronado. At all.
Cat would be so upset.
Amanda asks, All-Star Movies preferred room or Pop Century preferred room?
Pop.
I think the location, Skyliner.
Yep.
Getting a chance to hop over to Banana Cabana, go hit Riviera, Art of Animation. Definitely.
And you're right there by Art of Animation and the flavors of.
Rachel, whatever. It is music. Rachel brought up. It is music that was through the refurb, honestly. At this point, my brain is mush. I would probably go with that. Did I mention I love the Broadway section? I think I might have. I don't know why.
Did.
But I kind of do. let's see what else we got. Kat asking, Three Bridges corn dip or the hummus?
Hummus.
Yeah, I think I'd agree.
Hummus.
That hummus is unbelievable.
Good. We need to make it again, by the way.
I know. We do. Corn dip is very, very good, though.
Yep.
I can agree with that. Josanne. Get rid of either Epcot or Hollywood Studios.
Oh,
you are
my goodness, Josanne.
At the moment, I would say Epcot only because half of it is under construction. Once it's completed,
but you still have all the countries that are open.
I love World Showcase.
That's not fair, Josanne.
But golly, then you'd be getting rid of Tower of Terror. You'd be getting rid of Rise. You'd be getting rid of Baseline Tap House.
I know. And right now, Hollywood is one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. So I don't know that we answered her question, so I'm just going to move on. 4 days at Walt Disney World with a resort of your choosing or 4-day Disney cruise?
I'd like to do a 4-day Disney cruise.
I would say the same. It's kind of like with my Grand Flow answer because we haven't done one yet. Mm-hmm. So not sure how keen I am right now on cruises, just based on everything. I think those are going to be a lot harder to control in a sense. So that one makes it a little bit tough, but yeah. Monorail or ferry to the Magic Kingdom? I'm taking a ferry every time. I love the ferry. I love, love, love the ferry so much. I love boats.
Probably
my favorite transportation at Walt Disney World.
Okay.
Skyliner could maybe do it. Yeah. The refurbed monorails are nice, though. It's just a lot. It's just a lot of that ride. If you go from TTC on that giant ferry to Magic Kingdom, is just perfect to me.
Yeah.
You know,
it is pretty neat when it works, and you don't have a million people.
Well, we might not now. So, Amanda asked, Disney Cruise or Disneyland?
Disneyland.
Ooh. Disneyland. So you take Disneyland over Disney Cruise?
Yep.
I think I would too.
Just because, again, the nostalgia Walt walked in Disneyland. I don't think he walked on a cruise line.
Yeah.
Cruise ship.
Yeah, he definitely did not. You don't have to think about it. He did not.
Okay.
So I would 100%. Yeah, I like the Disneyland
idea. I would like that.
That's where it all started.
Yep.
Tom asked, give up all your Disney merchandise or Disney doesn't open until 2021. Well, it doesn't matter, Tom, because they're opening July 11th. So I get to keep my merchandise, and I get to go to Disney in 2020, I think. But oh, why does this thing skip ahead? It makes me so angry when it does that. Let's see here. We've got another one. We answered Beach Club or Yacht Club. Oh, Mickey Beignets or the Carrot Cake Cookie. I'd be so disappointed if you guys picked the carrot cake cookie. We've not had the carrot cake cookie. I love carrot cake.
I don't like carrot cake, Rachel.
See, I do love it.
So I would totally pick Mickey Beignets.
Mickey Beignets.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I have a feeling when I do eventually try the carrot cake cookie, I think I will pick it because I do love
carrot
cake.
Where is that? The same place?
It's at Hollywood. I believe it's at Hollywood Studios at the, they used to have it at Starbucks, I believe.
Oh, okay.
If I'm right. And if I'm not right, somebody will correct me. So, Rachel asks, carriage ride at Port Orleans or at Fort Wilderness?
That's a good one.
Depends if it is during
on the time
Halloween
of the year.
Or Christmas, 100% Fort Wilderness.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yes, but if it's not in those time of years, I would pick Port Orleans.
Yeah, I think so.
Above all other, because there's nothing really to look at except people's like tiny homes.
Right. I mean, I do enjoy seeing the campers, but it's better
too,
when they're lit up.
I do too, because we
want
to camp, but it's better. Yeah.
Agreed. So. Yeah, yep. So time of year's going to certainly play a big role in that. Okay. Michael is asking via cat, Bar Riva or Banana Cabana?
I don't know, because we have really good memories with Bar Riva with Michael and Kat.
I know. That was
so
fun.
I'm going to say that. When we have good memories of Banana Cabana, ask me that again then.
Nothing against Kat and Michael. I would go with Banana Cabana because we've just been there so many more times. And really, but think about it, Bar Riva, we didn't enjoy Bar Riva with them. We enjoyed getting a to-go drink and then enjoyed the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Okay. I would still go Banana Cabana. Sorry, guys. Josanne asked Coronado or Polly forever.
Polly.
Only pick one forever, would you?
Because I could go visit. I'm allowed to visit, right? Go,
no.
Just saying?
Nope.
Oh, stop.
Not allowed. They have your name up in the window, your face. They will not allow you in. I would go Coronado.
Okay.
I would.
All right.
There's so much to offer. We
Coronado.
Love it there. I just, yeah. Coronado has all the feels for me. Myra asked Bay Lake or Coronado? Coronado.
Myra, we love you, but yeah.
Now, again, this is still
this is
coming
Bay
from
Lake,
us not staying
but this is Bay
at
Lake
Bay Lake
Tower,
Tower,
right?
Yeah.
Which is not the contemporary.
Well, I mean, it isn't, but it is.
No. I'm talking where are they... I'm talking, though, I want to stay in a room...
It's the DVC-style tower,
yes. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I want to stay in a room that was built off property and pushed in to that thing, and it was the first thing that opened.
Not really, no. Polly was the first one that opened.
Okay.
Coronado opened several hours later. They had a couple issues.
You mean contemporary.
What did I say, Coronado?
Yeah, you did.
That's how much I think about Coronado. Yeah, I would pick Coronado. I really, really would.
Okay.
That's great, though. All right, let's see here. What else we got? I don't like how I have to scroll over this to
Josanne
scroll down. That's annoying.
Said, getting rid of snake bites or buffalo popcorn?
Buffalo popcorn.
Yeah, I don't really like it. Now, if you asked me about sour cream and onion, I'd be like, ooh.
Oh, the sour cream and chive? Okay, sour cream and chive or...
snake bites?
Snake bites. Well, you don't care because you're not drinking snake bites.
But a snake bite is really good. I do like a snake bite if I'm going to drink a beer.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Myra says, Skyliner or minivan?
Skyliner. Totally
I'd say
Skyliner.
Minivan.
Would you?
I like
it. It is a cool
because
experience.
You've got the cast member in there and he's really cool.
What if they had a cast member on the Skyliner?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty cool. They're like narrating stuff or something. Tom asks, a Frozen sing-along or Lion King show? Oh, man.
A normal question.
Depends if you got Equity Ben.
Or a really funny guy.
Yeah.
Because Frozen sing-along's great. I like the Lion King, but...
I would go Frozen sing-along.
Yeah.
More comfy seats, and it's different every single time. Amanda asks, Cinderella or Snow White?
Cinderella. I don't love, please, y'all don't hate y'all.
Piana.
Snow White. That's not a question. Y'all don't hate me. Please, you Snow White lovers, please don't hate me. I don't like Snow White. I never have.
I've never cared.
I've watched
I do like
it. I've seen it, but I love Cinderella.
Yeah.
I love Cinderella, the cartoon, the animation. I love the new Cinderella. I'd love to see a new Snow White, live action. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And maybe it would maybe change my mind, but I don't know that it really would. I just love Cinderella.
Okay. I'll go Cinderella. I'm cool with that. Rachel asks, egg rolls in Adventureland or spicy chicken waffle sandwich from Sleepy Hollow?
Spicy chicken sandwich, waffle sandwich. I can't speak.
Can't even say it.
The
I
Sleepy Hollow sandwich.
No, I agree completely. I would totally go
so
with,
good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would go with that sandwich as well. I absolutely love it. It's very splittable. Mm-hmm. I think the price is good.
So good.
Amanda asks, Dole Whip or Peter Pan float? Ooh, what do you think of that?
Either one, I really, that's not, if I absolutely had to pick, if you're talking a hot day, Peter Pan float, it is so refreshing, with the Sprite, and it just, I don't know, I just like it, and I just really like it for a really hot day. Dole Whip, I take Peter Pan in September, because that's the hottest month in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Dole Whip the rest of the year.
I'll take that. I think I would, if I had to pick one year round, I think I would still go Dole Whip year round.
I would do Dole Whip the swirl,
yeah,
the vanilla and the, because yeah, I don't like just the.
Right. Just plain. The pineapple. No, that makes sense. Let's see. Rachel asks, Soarin' over California or the Around the World version? I actually prefer the Around the World version, which
I don't mind the Around the World. I really don't remember California.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say the Around the World because I don't remember California.
Yeah. I mean, I just, you know, the California, if it had used to have been Soarin' over Florida.
Right. Well, I remember, might be different, I remember California, you know what I mean? And the orange,
I remember the
groves.
Orange groves. I do miss that.
I remember
part.
That and yeah, the smell, and that was amazing.
That would have been cool if they just kept that in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Flown over a California orange grove.
Yeah. I think they could.
Because that's around
that
the world.
I think that would have been good. Let's see. We got Rachel. Which resort would you pick for a couple, the Poly or Coronado in Grandestino Tower?
Which one would you?
Just a couple. Man, I don't know. I mean, you know.
I'd say Poly then. I mean, yeah, you were not answering quick enough.
I know, because that's a really, really hard question.
I would say Poly because of the things you can do there. You can go to Trader Sam's if you don't have kids. You can wait for, like, however long the time is to, because sometimes it is an hour before you can get into Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
You do have the Spirit of Aloha. I would love to take the kids back to that.
I would too.
But
really
would. You have the beach. You have, let's see, what am I also trying to, Ahana. Duh.
Yeah.
You have where you can go up to the bar.
Tambu.
Thank you. I'm like, what else am I trying to say? So I think Poly is a really good couple resort.
No, agree completely.
So is
Coronado. You know, and I think of, like, throwing in if you're there on a Saturday or Sunday and you can do Sangria University as a couple. Man, that is a really, really tough one. It's I would probably lean towards Poly in the end.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, man, that's really tough. I don't like that question. Myra says, pontoon fireworks cruise or the dessert fireworks cruise? I love a pontoon.
Pontoon, yeah, I agree.
I would probably do the pontoon. Yeah. Rachel asks, Chef Mickey's or Tusker House? So we have never done either, but from things I have heard, from location, from everything, I would go Tusker House all day long.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And we've actually had, like, Tusker House reservations that just didn't work out. I would like to look at doing those, you know, in the future. I really, really want to do Tusker House. Tom says, always stay for free at the All-Stars or always pay value price for a deluxe. All-Star, I'd stay, I can go every weekend. I'll go every weekend. They have my name on a room at sports or music. I don't care. Yeah. I would do it.
I feel like that was a non.
I'll visit the deluxes.
I'm going to go deluxe and pay a value price.
Yeah.
Sorry, they have more to offer.
Yeah. That's true. I misunderstood the question. I totally misread the question when you first said it. Yes, I would do value price at a deluxe. I was thinking, I don't. Tom asked that question that confused my brain. So in my head, I thought he was saying always stay for free at the All-Stars. and you could stay whenever you want, or you just have to pay to stay at Deluxe. I miss the value price for a Deluxe. So yes, I would pay value price for a Deluxe. So
okay.
That's how we go. Teresa, this is a great question. Mini golf or the Void?
The Void.
Would you? You get a lot more out of mini golf.
Yeah, as far as time, I'm not
good at it. You
don't
like mini golf. That's fair. Yeah, were you that great at the Void, though? Where is that? That's a look I didn't want to receive. I would spend, I think the overall experience of the Void is better. It will be interesting to see how the Void works out. You know, excuse me. They already were going through great sanitation protocols, and I could see it where you do not group up with other people.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fine.
So, yeah, I would probably go Void. Let's see. We got Josanne asking, La Cava Date Tequila or Choza Margarita?
I'm going to say that's easy. Choza Margarita because, well, I would say because the line's not as long, but sometimes it is very long, but they have food. And I like some of the food.
Mm, yeah, I do. I really like their frozen margaritas. I agree with the lines. I love the little tacos there. I love the guacamole. That place
is guacamole is really good.
Chose to take margaritas. Very, very good. All right, we're going to go to Rachel asked Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach.
I know your answer because you miss it.
Typhoon Lagoon. I literally, right now, I miss Typhoon Lagoon more than anything.
Even Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I just want to walk in, see the castle, and be like, peace, going to Typhoon. And we don't have an announcement on the water parks. We don't know when they're going to open.
And Rachel, I love both of them, so I really don't know which one I would say.
Okay, Typhoon Lagoon is just you and I, or Blizzard Beach, and it's our whole family of four. Do you think that makes a difference? Because I still feel that Typhoon lends a little bit better to a more adult-style park. And
yeah,
I think Blizzard has more of a with kids because of the whole ski patrol area and stuff
Blizzard
like that.
Blizzard Beach would be probably fun with Jared and Jamie and the kiddos. And then our kiddos.
Broke that ruler. I'll keep playing with. I don't know. I'm a destructive man. I get fidgety. All right, Josanne, Captain America or Thor? Cap. I call him Cap because we're close.
Okay.
Captain America Thor. Is my really. Okay, we're going off overall thing, not just like looks or pectoral muscles
or the way they speak.
Yeah, or the way they speak. Captain America.
Thor.
Okay. I'm going to try and give... Captain America is my favorite fictional character of all time. There's just something about him. And yeah, I love Cap.
Jeremy has a man crush.
100%. 100%. No, I just think he's what I think embodies what I feel like people should strive to be. Like, he's so unselfish throughout. Everybody else has a selfishness throughout them in some way. Even Thor. You know, Thor ends up being selfish when he turns into the Thor that he is in Endgame. Because he just decided, you know what? It didn't work out the way I wanted. I'm going to go throw myself a pity party. I'm going to just drink and eat. And,
until he's fat.
You know, play Fortnite. And Cap continued on. Like, but you got to see a growth. And finally, in the end, for the first time ever, Cap goes and decides to get a little bit of that life that Tony told him to live. Like, that is, I mean, when you talk about an arc of a character from beginning to end, I don't think you will ever, ever beat Captain America.
Okay.
So, your answer incorrect, my answer very, very good.
Okay.
Tom asked Disneyland, Paris, or Tokyo. I will go Tokyo all day long.
I do another Paris one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo is hands down a better park.
Okay.
Why do you go to Paris? Just because you want to go to Paris?
Yeah.
I see London. I see France.
Silly.
Really?
Yes. Paris.
Okay.
London. I'm going to meet Gary there.
I bet Gary would meet us in Tokyo if we could. He still has to get like on a train and a plane and an automobile to get to.
Paris
like
is a lot closer to him.
Okay. But we're basing on parks only.
I don't care.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm still going to Tokyo. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, it goes back up again. And the scroll on this thing is really a jerk, if I'm being honest. Teresa asks, you can get free unlimited popcorn in the parks or free Mickey bars?
Popcorn.
You know, I would only pick popcorn because I feel like I could eat it much more often than Mickey bars. Like Mickey could go through several things of popcorn a day. I could not eat like eight Mickey. I could. I don't want to. I don't need to. And then God forbid one drips and I sit in it and you guys make fun of me all day.
Or it falls off the stick because it's so hot.
Okay. Jody asks, a Thunder Mountain or Mount Everest?
Thunder Mountain for me. Mount Everest.
Well,
Expedition
Everest. Yeah.
Yeah. I can only ride it once, and then I have to talk to my stomach and see how it's feeling that day.
How does it respond usually?
Sometimes it'll say I'm okay, and then I go ride with you.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, like when we're going backwards, my head, it's just, and then we're kind of, and I'm just like, is it over? Is it over? Okay, it's over.
Yeah. No, I'm Everest.
Oh, of course you are.
I'm gonna love Everest.
I knew you were.
Love it, love it, love it. Rachel asked, Plaza ice cream sandwich or the churro ice cream sandwich Sleepy Hollow used to have. I was so unimpressed.
We were disappointed
with the churro ice cream sandwich. The churro was unfortunately a in-park Disney churro.
It was sad.
Now, they could develop. Might try and talk to some
three
people.
Three Bridges?
If they could do a Three Bridges churro ice cream sandwich,
yeah,
I would be on board.
Yep.
All day long.
So I would say Plaza ice cream sandwich.
Yeah. Rachel also asked, Mickey bar or Mickey ice cream sandwich? What do you think of that one?
Ooh, that's a good one, Rachel. I'm going to say Mickey bar.
I would too. I love that chocolate.
I love ice cream sandwich, but Mickey bar all day long.
Yeah.
Because now you can get them in Publix.
Yes, you can.
Both of them. Yes. And I still prefer the Mickey bar.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree completely with that. Shannon asks, Port Orleans French Quarter or Renting Points at Old Key West?
Port Orleans, Rivers,
okay.
I mean,
I thought you were going to say
Quarter.
That. Yeah, I thought you were going
to
say that.
Yeah. Key West, we stayed, and I'd like to stay again, but I was not impressed.
What I would like to do, going back to Old Key West, is look at Renting Points and doing like a one-bedroom or something.
That would be cool.
Or a two-bedroom or something.
That,
you know,
might and change my mind.
I really think it would. I do believe that, you know, to me, Old Key West is kind of a very forgotten. I think it falls in line with Saratoga as almost a forgotten resort.
Mm-hmm.
And they're wonderful resorts. I just don't think they get a lot of love because they are mostly DVC driven.
Right.
But I really do think they're great. And Key West has had a bunch of refurbs. So I'd love to see that. Teresa asks, Keys to the Kingdom or After Hours? I think we know that answer, don't we?
Keys to the Kingdom, yeah. Teresa.
Like, we want to do it again. You know, we did it a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, 2 years ago maybe it was. I really,
so
really
wonderful.
Want to do it again. That's yep. one again. Let's put it on the list. And
yep.
especially seeing how things like that'll work. I think that'll be so interesting moving forward is, how do things like tours work?
Yeah.
You know, and can they do social distancing in a group of 10? And do you have to spread them out? Do you do, I don't know.
Y'all, I think the new thing is we just got to get all of us together and just be family and just do
if
all
we can
this.
Do all that, yeah.
Yeah. And say, we're all together.
Yeah.
We're all family.
Yeah. Cat picks Thor because he likes to drink.
I love Cat. So Cat's my favorite.
Myra says, Bavarian pretzel with beer cheese dipping sauce or the bison burger at Geyser Point.
Oh,
oh
God,
man.
That bison burger that is amazing. Is that on your list?
Spoiler alert, we originally were thinking of doing our five favorite burgers on Disney property tonight, and bison burger was certainly on there.
Yep.
I love bison.
Yep.
I
so good.
I almost got some tonight to make bison burgers as I was kind of walking through. I was.
Where'd you
I
go?
Was,
you went to Publix? You actually
I had
went
to.
Into?
I had to go into actual Publix. And it's so weird. It's interesting to get used to seeing the markings on the floor.
Why
the
didn't
one
you
ways
get that though?
The, because I wasn't prepared to get all the accoutrement that would have to go with it. And I know I had to get back, so I just didn't. But let's do it in the future. I do love a good bison burger. Okay. I also looked at the lamb. Problem is you're paying. Well, it's not bad. I mean, if you think about it, you're paying about $8.99. For a little under a pound of lamb or a pound of bison, so you're only getting two burgers, so we wouldn't have leftovers. So that was kind of part of my reasoning. Rachel says, "Primeval World or Tomorrowland Speedway?" I would pick just not going to Disney. I'd go Tomorrowland Speedway.
I would too, but I hope I get a car that's not like where it just goes back and forth.
That's impossible.
Okay.
That you're going to get a car.
But my luck, yes.
Now,
some people
Primeval,
can drive them.
Though.
I don't like that one.
Ooh, yeah. Teresa said 3,000% cap. He's my favorite. I like her using the 3,000.
Yeah, but that was not a question. So.
No, but I'm saying, I'm just chiming in with people that agree with me.
Hey, people agreed with me too.
Yeah. Jody, this is a good. This is actually a really, really good one. Unlimited fast passes, or 75% off Disney merchant. Oh no, 75% off merchandise for a day. So you can either get unlimited fast passes for a day or 75% off. I would actually do that too, I think, because only because we're so fortunate to go often enough that we can kind of do rides as we please if we plan ahead. 75% off merchandise. That's awesome.
I would buy so much
stuff.
So then
you can get a shirt for like $24. That was my joke of like Disney stuff. It costs a lot.
Oh, I started to say, are you trying to do math? Because
no.
You're not doing a good job.
I thought it was a hilarious joke if you're talking about it. Josiane asked, Joffrey's or Starbucks? Expedition Roasters. You can go to expeditionroasters.com. Use code CTM15 at checkout.
Good job,
and save
babe.
15% off your entire order. It's like I just gone right over it. Rachel has renting points at a DVC property with the risk of losing your money if you have to cancel. Or pay more money to stay at those same properties with a regular hotel reservation, but have more friendly cancellation and refund policies with Disney. Hold on, Rachel. I have to write some things down. let me see with this. I would probably go.
I'd rent points.
But what happens if you risk losing all that money because something comes up is the problem, especially, unfortunately, in a day and age. What if somebody gets sick? You can't get your money back. But on a regular stay, even though you're spending more, you could get it back. This is a gamble. I mean, this is actually a really well thought out and really, really good question that Rachel's asking. Ah, man. I think I would go with the regular hotel reservation. And I don't even want to say it out loud. I don't want to say it out loud. We've always been very fortunate with our reservations. We'll just say that.
Okay.
I don't want to jinx anything.
Don't jinx anything. Don't
say
it out loud.
So I would go ahead and pay more.
Okay.
For that.
So Josiane
says pizza or Chinese. I don't know if this revolves around Disney or
Chinese.
This in general. I'd go Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do love pizza. I want pizza again. I started doing a shipped order and I was adding a few items to make pizza at home again. Okay. But we may next Friday, because we were talking today about Wolfgang Puck Express. Jared always talks about how great their pizza is, so I think we might go ahead and maybe pick one of those up when we're there next Friday.
Kat says, free unlimited wine or free unlimited crab legs? Mm. I'm going to say wine. Mm. What would you say?
Can we share?
Nope.
Can I like beat the system? I get the free crab legs, you get the free wine,
and then
we just
share. Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
We just broke your system. Broke your system there, Kat. Rachel, get rid of Carousel of Progress or Country Jamboree?
Country Jamboree. I like Carousel of Progress because I take a nap. Speaking of that,
That's such a wrong answer that you picked.
Oh, it's so nice.
You picked. Why can't you take a nap
nice.
In Country Bear?
Quiet. Because you can't. I did, but it's not as nice.
You.
The seats.
Why are you the way that you are? I would have to get rid of Country Jamboree. I really do love Carousel of Progress.
Like it too when I'm awake.
Right, which you never are.
I am.
Really?
I am.
When's the last time you were awake through all of Carousel of Progress?
I don't know, but I am. I have been.
Ed Zachary. Josiane asks, margaritas or wine?
Wine.
Yeah, I would go wine. I do feel this is one that can become location based.
Yeah, I like margaritas if like there's a destination and a plan. Like if I haven't been drinking at all.
Destination and a plan. Explain. This is interesting.
Well, like if we haven't been drinking at all and we like go over to Disney at Epcot with Kat and Michael and we go to the tequila place and get an awesome margarita, then if we maybe go to Chosen margarita after that and get some food and then another margarita and then maybe go and sit and have tacos.
Yeah. So you need like a margarita plan.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying. Okay. No, I could see that. I like that.
Like, I don't like to switch a lot of things.
Yeah.
So I can't go, oh, I'm going to have some wine and then go get a margarita.
Right.
So which, yeah, that would be fun. So, but like a, like a Mexican,
I like that
plan.
Actually. Okay. I like that. I'll go with that. Okay. In that sense, otherwise, yeah, I would certainly go wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we are, I think we actually are coming to an end of the this or that questions, and we appreciate you guys so much. I hope this was fun. You know, this was kind of a,
I thought it was fun.
It's been a very interesting day, and of course it's been a very interesting few months. So we've really been trying to do some topics and some ideas that, you know, not only we enjoy, but we really hope you guys enjoy as well. And we're so appreciative of Club 32 being a part. But honestly, guys, you know, if you're not a part of Club 32, and at any time you have, you know, you have topic ideas, you have questions, you can always hit us up at magic at mainstmagic.com. You can email us. Of course, you can hit us up in the Facebook community at Capture the Magic Community. We want you to, you know, give us ideas, ask questions, all of that stuff. I'm totally cool with that. We would love to, you know, always do that. We're always looking for topics, and we want to know, or we want to know what you guys are interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can hopefully help. So yep. If there's, you know, we don't have a problem revolving a show around specific scenarios and things like that. You know, we'll take notes on them. So please hit us up at any time. But thank you guys so much for joining. We really appreciate it. If you have not already subscribed to Main Street Magic, I have no idea why you have not done that, but I think you should do it right now. You should also subscribe to Capture the Magic and the Diz Dudes as well. And as long as you're out there, we would absolutely love it if you leave us all a rating and review.
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.